What's up, y'all? We are now with Scott Galloway. He's going to give us 5 minutes of his precious time. He said that's all we're good for here on the Sports Medicine Podcast. 5 minutes. It's all right. It picks me up. And so he's going to run, and he got some committee meetings. That's what happens when you're big time, but you got high profile people. So,
just big, not big time.
Just big. All right. So, Scott, you recently went back to DeSoto High School. Where were you right before that?
So I was at Texas Health Resources. You might have heard of Ben Hogan Sports Medicine. It's a kind of a hospital-based sports medicine program in the Metroplex. I was at DeSoto for 15 years before I went there, and kind of worked my way through the hospital system and just decided to get back to secondary schools where it all began. So.
All right, you are the District 6 Secretary?
I am.
For NATA, what does that mean?
Basically, my role is to kind of liaison between the NATA and SWATA to address membership concerns, membership development, benefits, those type of things.
Fun. So when do you start back at DeSoto, or have you started
back? I started 2 weeks ago. Most of that program I developed early on when I was there, and most of the staff is still in place. A couple of people have left, which opened up the opportunity for me to go back, and so I'm excited to go back and get my hands dirty.
Yeah,
it's good.
All right, so being the secretary, what is your favorite part about being involved there as a secretary?
You know, I think the biggest thing is being in touch with members and meeting the needs of other people. You know, athletic trainers, we do that every day for people outside of our profession, student athletes, coaches, parents. But, you know, the opportunity to serve your peers peer-to-peer, I think, is an important responsibility in any profession, but for sure in ours, you know. And whether it's local organization like GHATS or NTATS or SWATA or NATA or the State Association, I think it's just important to give back and help meet the needs of members on a professional level, you know, versus maybe, you know, outside of the membership.
So. All right, you were the former president of TSATA, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so how is the job different being president there versus a secretary here, the state versus the national organization?
You know, the state organization really has the opportunity to impact the lives of student athletes and athletic trainers day-to-day in the state of Texas. You know, SWATA, which is a part of the NATA, spends a lot of its time focused on this meeting that we're at today, CEU opportunities, some national initiatives, but the day-to-day athletic training life in the state of Texas when it comes to legislation or things that affect the student-athlete, for example, the concussion law, the EKG bill that was up for debate this session, research grants involving concussion, advocating for athletic trainer recognition with the TEA or maybe the sports medicine instructors course we did. Those are things that directly affect the lives of all of us out working in the school districts. And so for me, I think both organizations are great, but as far as a grassroots difference maker, I think your state organization, you have the opportunity to touch, you know, the daily operation of in the athletic training room. So I enjoyed that piece.
Cool. So how long were you out of the high school?
I was only out 2 years. I left at semester in 2012. So I mean, I've only been gone. I told some of my staff the other day, and the screws are still in the wall where I left them, and so I just hung my diplomas and pictures right back in the same spot. So, in some ways, it's like I never left. But you know, I know y'all have done an interview with DeSoto about their concussion management program. You know, those are things we started several years ago, and it's a unique place for an athletic trainer. There've been some things happen over the years. Student-athlete death and, you know, opportunities to raise awareness in the community. So it's a place that that really values the athletic trainer and the athletic trainer opinion and their role really in the entire school system. And so it'd be hard for me to go to a place that was any different than that and start over. So I'm lucky to have the opportunity to go back to kind of finish what we started. So
very blessed.
Yes, very.
All right. It's about 4 o'clock. Do you need to hit the road?
I can do a couple more minutes if you got something else. I mean, if you don't, it's okay.
So I don't know how in-depth you want to get, but BOC, NATA, SWATA, we all kind of need better websites. Are you wanting, I guess, a lot of information from members? Like if any member has an idea, can they send it to you?
Oh, yeah. So part of my role as district secretary for SWATA is I'm a liaison to the PR and communications committee for the organization. And I mean, this needs to be a member driven organization. You know, sometimes it seems like there's a very small number of people making all the decisions and doing everything. But the truth is, sometimes there's only a small number of people who are willing to spend the time and energy to think about those things and focus on those things. But in reality, what we would love is member input and member feedback and member involvement. You know, we're looking currently for people who are interested in web development, web design, staying current with information. We need somebody to step up to the plate who's willing to serve in that capacity. So if there's people out there who are interested, I'd be happy to talk to them and point them in the right direction, probably through the PR committee and on up, you know, through me to have that conversation. Everybody has a job, but it wouldn't take a lot of time for somebody who was passionate and had a full understanding of that role to make it great.
Do you know of any, besides PR, do you know of any committees that need a lot of people?
So we have several committees that are coming up that are going to have members rolling off. And so if, on this current website, which needs to be addressed as well, there's a volunteer list where you can go online and sign up to volunteer and kind of note the areas of interest that you have for serving. And the goal of the executive board is, as people roll off of committees, people are put onto committees based on the level of interest and their signing up to the volunteer list. That's where we should be going to get members. And so, if they're interested, if they would go to that list, that just gives us a database of names to contact and pull from, and whether they have interest in secondary schools or college, university, or maybe it's registration or honors and awards, you know, we'll have the opportunity to kind of plug them in, you know, where we need, or they may say, I just want to serve, and it doesn't matter where. Those are the kind of people we like, because it takes an army of people to make an organization great, and it's, you know, the fewer people that are involved, the lesser the quality, you know, of the organization. So we member involvement is important, and so we welcome that.
Very cool. Well,
hey, Scott, thanks for your time.
Thanks, man.
What's up, y'all? Host of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, Jeremy Jackson here. And I want to remind you to check out sportshealth.com/SMB. Sign up there to be entered to win a $50 gift certificate from Sports Health. So check it out, sportshealth.com/SMB. You also get a $10 coupon code off your next purchase. So you can potentially get $60 worth of free stuff there from Sports Health. Checking it out at sportshealth.com/SMB. Again, thanks for joining us as we do our summer broadcast at various live locations. And again, as we go throughout this upcoming season, let me know what you want to hear about, who you want to hear from, or if you want to be on the Sports Medicine broadcast. Thanks from Jeremy Jackson and then everybody else here that participates in the Sports Medicine broadcast on the sportsmedicinebroadcast.com.